Chainlink ETFs quietly stack 1.16% of LINK supply amid steady inflows. While most traders obsess over short-term price candles, a quieter but far more important story is playing out behind the scenes for Chainlink, LINK. Exchange-traded funds ETFs tied to the asset have now locked down roughly 1.16% of LINK's circulating supply, according to fresh market data, even as the token slipped about 1% over the last 24 hours. ETFs are soaking up LINK. Despite mild price dip, on the surface, LINK's latest move doesn't look exciting, a modest 1% pullback in a choppy market. But zoom out from the price chart and the picture changes. ETFs continue to pull LINK off the open market at a steady pace. Recent figures show that Chainlink-focused and Chainlink-exposed ETFs have been recording consistent net inflows, totaling around $630,000 over the latest reporting period. That may not sound like a tidal wave of capital, but in ETF land, what matters is persistence. Slow, methodical buying from institutional vehicles often adds up over time, and that accumulation has now translated into ETF holdings equal to just over 1.6% of all LINK in circulation. Why 1.16% of supply in ETFs actually matters? In crypto, everyone loves to talk about halving events and token burns as catalysts for supply squeezes. But there's another, less flashy mechanism that can be just as powerful: asset entrenchment in long-term vehicles like ETFs. When LINK is scooped up by an ETF, it's not behaving like coins sitting on a trading app waiting to get flipped on a 5% move. It's more like it's being filed into a long-term vault, designed to track exposure for institutional clients, wealth managers, and risk-averse investors who don't want to touch exchanges directly. Even at just over 1%, this is meaningful for a few reasons. Reduced liquid float. Every LINK sitting in an ETF is one less token that can be easily dumped on the market by jittery retail traders. Stickier ownership base. ETF holders tend to move slower than speculative spot traders, smoothing out some of the volatility over longer timeframes. Sign of institutional curiosity. Persistent inflows, even when the price is slightly down, signal that some bigger players want structured exposure to Chainlink rather than short-term trade setups. Steady 630K inflows. Not flashy, but telling. Is 630K in net inflows going to instantly rocket LINK to new highs? No, but that's the wrong way to read this data. A better analogy, this is more like drip irrigation than a fire hose. The market tends to fixate on explosive moves, the giant buy candles, the headline-grabbing allocations. But consistent, smaller capital flows into ETFs can quietly reshape ownership dynamics over months and years. Here's what the current inflow trend suggests. Accumulation during market noise. Money is still flowing in even as price action chops sideways or slightly down. Preference for regulated wrappers. Some investors clearly prefer gaining LINK exposure via regulated, familiar ETF structures instead of directly touching crypto exchanges. Potential foundation for future narrative. If Chainlink's on-chain usage or ecosystem news heats up, ETFs already sitting on 1% of supply become part of the supply and demand story. What this could mean for Chainlink going forward. To be clear, ETF accumulation is not a guaranteed rocket fuel event. Markets can stay irrational, macro conditions can overwhelm on-chain fundamentals, and inflows can always slow down or reverse. Still, there are a few potential long-term implications worth watching. 1. Growing role of Chainlink in institutional playbooks. For years, Chainlink has been positioned as the default Oracle stack for DeFi and beyond. ETF exposure adds another layer. It signals that traditional finance is comfortable enough to package LINK into investment products. The more that exposure sticks, the harder it becomes to write Chainlink off as just another speculative altcoin. 2. Slow motion supply squeeze.